Chapter 3. The Fight. The garden was full of people laughing and drinking, but Eliza wasn't with them. I found her in the library with a book at around 11:30 p.m. "What are you doing here?" I asked. "I don't like parties," she said. "Let's go outside." I followed her to a quiet part of the garden. "Can I ask a question about you and Doc?" I said. Eliza grinned. "Are you jealous?" "Yeah," I laughed. "A little bit." "Don't be jealous. We're just friends. Anyway, there's another person I like." I smiled at her. "Okay." I wanted to kiss her, but then Eliza saw someone behind me. "What is he doing here?" I turned around and saw Jasper push past Meredith. He stood next to Wells near the garden door. Wells was looking at a boy. "Who is that?" I thought. "Can't you stay on your own beach, Greg?" Jasper said angrily to the boy. Greg. It was Meredith's boyfriend. He was tall with strong arms, and he was wearing a baseball cap. He did not look worried or angry. "Go back to your own beach," said Wells. "Stop," said Jasper. He put a hand on Wells's arm. "Greg is leaving now. He doesn't want to start a fight." Greg laughed. "You couldn't fight me." I agreed. He was bigger than Wells and Jasper. Wells took a step closer to Greg and opened his mouth, but Jasper quickly said, "No, Wells." "Stop it, Jasper," Wells shouted. "Are you Greg's friend, or are you my brother?" "Shut up, Wells," said Jasper. Greg grinned. "Yeah, shut up, Wells." That was when Wells hit Greg in the face. Jasper tried to pull Wells away from Greg, and I pushed in to help him. "Get your hands off me, Lyndon," Wells shouted. He pushed me away, and then he hit Greg again. Greg hit him back hard. Doc ran to help me and Jasper. Together, we pulled Wells away from Greg. "Are you okay?" Meredith asked. She tried to touch Greg's arm, but he stepped away. "Get out of here," said Jasper. "Fine," said Greg, and he started to walk away. He looked at Meredith, but she did not follow him. "Okay," Eliza said when Greg was gone. "Everyone needs to leave. Now." I started to help Jasper clean the garden and pool. Wells was not there. "What happened to your brother?" I asked. Jasper laughed. "Wells never helps to clean." It was 1 a.m. when we finished cleaning. I went upstairs, but I stopped in front of Eliza's bedroom door. "Don't be afraid," I said to myself. "Just do it." I knocked on her door. I woke up to the sound of someone screaming. "Where am I?" I thought. "Mom? Is that her screaming? Is she okay?" Then I remembered that I was staying with Jasper. Eliza was outside, screaming. I jumped out of bed and ran downstairs. It was still dark, but there were bright lights by the pool. Eliza was standing in front of it. There was a man's body in the pool. Half of his body was on the steps, and the other half was still in the water. There was blood on the back of his head. Lyndon! Wells ran out of the door. Help me! I ran to Wells. We pulled out the body and turned it over. It's Greg, said Wells. What's he doing here? Is he dead? Asked Eliza. She sounded afraid. I don't know, said Wells. We need to call the police. Eliza ran inside the house to get her phone. What's happening? Jasper said suddenly. He stepped out into the garden with Adi. Meredith ran out behind them. They all stopped when they saw Greg's body. Then Meredith started screaming. Everything happened quickly after that. The police arrived with an ambulance. Greg wasn't dead, but he needed help quickly. The ambulance took him to the hospital, and Meredith followed it. Two police officers called Reyes and O'Neill stayed at the house to ask us questions. What happened here? Asked Reyes. Greg is our friend, said Wells. He came to our party last night, but he went home early. I don't know what he did after that. What other people were here last night? Asked O'Neill. No one, said Eliza. It was just us and Meredith. She's Greg's girlfriend. Why are they lying? I thought. There were a lot of people at the party last night. I looked at Eliza, Jasper, and Adi. Are they going to tell the police about the fight? I thought. But they didn't say anything. Is Greg okay? Asked Eliza. Reyes looked at O'Neill, and then he said, Greg is in a coma. Should I go home? I asked Jasper after lunch. Jasper looked at me in surprise. What? Why? It was strange. Everyone was acting normally. Why didn't they care? Even the police didn't ask many questions about Greg or us. Don't worry about Greg, said Jasper. He's going to be fine. How do you know? I said. Jasper didn't answer my question. He just said, Come to the beach with us. You're really going to the beach? It didn't feel good to go there when Greg was in the hospital, but I didn't want to say more. So I just said, Okay. Get your things and meet us down there, said Jasper. And then he walked down the stairs to the beach. I started to walk to my room, but I saw something in the pool. I took it out of the water and looked at it. It was a broken necklace. Whose necklace is this? I thought. I walked into the house and saw Eliza in the kitchen. Are you coming to the beach with us? She asked. Yes, I said, deciding not to tell her about the necklace. I just need to get my things. Good. Eliza smiled at me. Can I ask you something? I said. What were you doing outside so early this morning? Eliza looked surprised. Whimsy wanted to go outside, so I went to open the door for her. Why? I just wanted to know, I said. But I didn't remember seeing Whimsy in the garden. I'm going to my room now. I'll see you later. When I got to my room, I looked at my phone. I had a message from Holiday. It said, Hi, do you still want to get coffee today? I messaged her back and said, Where shall I meet you?